Recently, People's Park in the city of Zhengzhou, Henan Province, has banned dance battles altogether. The park authorities say the dance is too embarrassing for people to watch, and it makes park goers uncomfortable.
Oh.
The dancers, though, seem to be enjoying it. So yeah, what is this dance battle that happens in Chinese parks?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked, Hyung. Okay, so when you're thinking battle, you're thinking people getting hurt. They're bad. But you know what? When it's a dance battle, maybe it's only people's feelings getting a little hurt when they lose, which happens to all of my people I dance off against, if I'm being honest. But anyways, let's break it down, as us dancers say. Battle is a form of dancing originated from street dance in the West. Ooh, ooh, ooh. A bunch of urban people dance together to show off their dancing skills. Some with, pretty aggressive movements. Some considered arousing as well, depending on who you ask. Anyways, in China, battle borrows from the basic form of the West. So basically what I just said. But the interesting part is the dancers are common urban residents, not professional street dancers. Their movements are impromptu and some say weird, but I think you're going to be getting, the classic electric shock. Okay, well, yes. Sorry, my dance moves are a little too much sometimes, which involves a lot of cramps and swinging, okay? And then also another classic, the laying of the egg. Okay, people love that one. And then, so, you got another one, the mowing the lawn. And these kind of classics, I mean, families love them. They're family friendly, hens laying eggs. Who doesn't love that? Anyways, the battle has lured many onlookers, and dancers put their battle moves to the test, sometimes via live streaming platforms, I guess through mobile phones and whatnot. Chinese people have given this art form a name. It's called gawu.
Yes.
Ga is a Chinese character meaning embarrassing.
Ganga.
Or awkward. Thank
yes.
you.
You're
it's
welcome.
A humorous, self-mocking name Chinese people create, similar to, what is, I guess, used maybe for some Western battles, dance battles. So looking at this, it just reminds me of my days when I was a dance battler, as we say in our circle.
Yeah. In the streets.
Yeah.
Just getting yourself a little bit more
street
cred.
Yeah, on the streets. I was arthritis. Well, I am arthritis now, but before I was a member of the hippity hops.
Oh, the hippity hops.
Because we don't stops, okay? and basically, we were pretty big on the dance scene, going to the parks. We tore it up. We had a big crowd of damas that were, very... they loved our dance moves. Sometimes, though, they wanted to battle us. And, you don't mess with the damas. So, they always win. But
yeah.
then the other guys, we'd battle them out. And it was just good, wholesome family fun, That's what I think.
Yeah.
But some people, I guess, in Zhengzhou, Hunan Province, don't agree.
Yeah, that's... I feel like they're your people or your counterpart here in China.
Thank you, yes.
Because those popular dancers are on the People's Park in Zhengzhou, Henan Province. That is Zhengzhou's Renmin Guangchang. And they've been asked to leave the park for many times. And the park management has actually given a lot of explanations. And listen to them, Ryan. Listen to them. The battle gathers too many people. I think it's supposed to be a good thing.
Mm.
Anyway, it has posed potential risks to the public security. And the park's lawn is destroyed due to the crowds. And they're saying that some dancers live stream the battle to lure online visitors. So it started as a business. They're making profit and the park forbids any behavior for making money. And furthermore, the management officer was quite impolite talking to a dancer who was reluctant to leave and saying that it is too embarrassing for people to see such dance. You think it's not awkward, but you've made other uncomfortable. And I gotta kind of apologize for giggling before, because
it's okay.
While Ryan is explaining his
Absolutely.
days when he's a battle dancer,
yeah.
and he's the entire time he's dancing in
yeah.
the studio, that's why I giggled.
Well, you know, once you're a dance battler, always a dance battler,
oh, yeah.
as we say again in our circle. But, you know, we get a lot of laughs, so this isn't uncommon for us. But the thing is, we see it differently, guys, okay? Us dance battlers, when we're going there, you know, it's about exercise and free entertainment, folks, okay? So you're going out there, you know, shaking what your mama gave you, you know, this kind of thing. And then, you know, people like to watch this. I mean, in all seriousness, jumping into my serious suit here, because I got a serious suit, you know. I don't see, unless things are getting a little, you know, awkward, as this guy had said, but it's just people going and dancing, maybe putting on some music and having a dance-off. Like, if you haven't ever been in a dance-off, like, in all honesty, I have. And it was a completely funny thing. You know, I didn't try it at all very hard. I did the most ridiculous moves I could because I can't really dance like a pro. So I'm like doing the, you know, the lawnmower and then or the shopping cart where you pick something, you look at it and you're like, oh, and you put it in your shopping cart. People love those classics. Okay. You're guaranteed to win the dance battle.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, maybe some of these dance moves maybe get a little, little awkward according to this guy. And in which case, you know, when you're going to a park, you got to keep it classy, folks, because you got to remember the park's not just for you and your dance moves or your dance battles or your dance crews. It's also for the people that are just kind of walking around trying to relax. And so if your dance moves are kind of, you know, a little vulgar or awkward, I can understand the problem with that.
Well, thanks for being so understanding.
I try, yeah.
Yes, when
Thank
you try, you do make a very model citizen in that regard.
Thanks.
But also, I think, you know, what's deemed as comfortable or uncomfortable, vulgar or not, it's completely subjective, it seems. Like, with what's going on in what had
yeah.
gone on in this park in Zhengzhou, as I've checked some of the videos, I saw a lot of classic moves of hens laying eggs, apparently.
It's classic, yeah.
It's classic, but, you know, there's another term for this that is called twerking. And remember when
goodness.
There was the phrase of you twerk like Miley or something like that? Yeah, you can check that out online. I remember it created an outrage in the U.S. when it happened because, well, there was a lot of thrusting of the hips, I think. And so...
So
it can be a kind of sexual for
well,
in the eyes of some people,
so
but
is,
not so much in the eyes of other people.
So is salsa. So is some of the bachata, some of these really classic dances. Are you going to say you can't do these because they're too seductive? Like, I get it, okay? Honestly, I'll never defend the twerk, okay? There's nothing, like, I think too great about that dance. It's shaking your rear end in a very awkward way, you know? I don't know, you know, when my dance crew was laying eggs, as we call it, you know, we were literally trying to, you know, lay eggs or look like that. We made the noise, you know, this kind of thing. It was cool. People loved that. But if you're twerking, that's something completely different. If you're dropping it low... you know, that's where you drop your rear end in the ground and then you raise it seductively.
Yes.
Then that's for sure can be seen as something like that. But, you know, there's some things that I think what I'm trying to say is this is relative. I think someone could also say the same things about something like the salsa. Yet the salsa, I would say, is a very tasteful and beautiful dance, though it is definitely a little bit seductive. But would you say, you know, two people that maybe wanted to practice their salsa in the park, would that be too much for you to watch?
That is my question. So there you go. You have those people who are saying these two aren't practicing the healthy laying the eggs dance moves. They are twerking, yeah. and this is way too seductive. And on the other hand, you get people who think that, oh, this is nothing. Look at what happens in a club in the U.S. or in China. Like, look at the dance moves people have there. And it doesn't seem to be that outrageous, but how do you judge and who's to judge?
Yes, definitely. And I have assumption here. That is, if that's a 20-year-old really good-looking young girl doing all those moves, I'm pretty sure no one's gonna say, okay, it's too much, it's awkward, you should not do it. It's because some of the ladies who are doing that is no longer in their, let's say, in their times where people would consider them so pretty
Rude.
And sexy.
Rude.
No, I'm just saying you cannot judge them only because you don't think they look good anymore. And
yeah.
I am actually really proud of these elder citizens who wanted to release that part of human nature in their heart. They wanted to do this because at those moments, they had a time travel experience. They were young again, very young, like in their 20s. They are able to dance and release that passion. And I've also checked out one of the video. One lady, elder lady, was dancing with another elder guy, and she has a fake red rose in her mouth, and she's very, very passionate and happy. And I think the dance is about a little date they're going to, things like that.
Ooh.
But after the dance, she looks very shy, and she looks a little bit, I think just a little bit embarrassed about being interviewed. And she's saying that the rose was a gift from a fan, and she's very happy, and she give her blessing to people because that was Valentine's Day that day, I guess. So I feel like she has both characters in her, but in her daily life, she can be that open and that passionate. But during the dancing moment, she can, and I'm so happy for her.
You know, on behalf of the elderly here, because I consider myself one of them now, we thank you for that. But at the same time, you know, we're all young in our hearts, and age is just a number, you know, so at the same time, you know, that I wouldn't say you could say that it's justified to tell someone in their 20s they can do these dance moves because they're in their 20s, and then tell someone that's older, hey, can you stop? Because it's just not cool. You know, at the same time, I could say to you, don't look. Go walk the other way. You know, like, why can't someone, if they're not making too much noise and dropping it low, you know, what if I was doing squats in the park? You know, squats, you could be like, whoa, squats, that's a little seductive, Ryan. But actually, squats are a legitimate exercise. And, you know, it's made to get your buns nice and fit. But, you know, I don't think even then, you know, there's this video I posted on my Weibo. And I'm a huge fan of this guy, Christopher Walken. I'm trying to do his accent. Can't do it very well. Wow.
The effort is appreciated.
Yeah, I
and
try
thanks for
you guys all the time. But basically,
dropping the name.
But what I'm trying to say is he does this video for Fatboy Slim where he's literally just sitting in a chair in a hotel looking miserable, you know? And I think this explains like the vitality of dance. All of a sudden, this music starts going and his body starts twitching a little bit. And then he just comes to life and he starts dancing and smiling as if he was like 20 years old again. And then at the end of the music video, he comes back to his seat and just sits down. But I think what it was trying to convey is that, you know, age is just a number, but dance is one of those things that can make you feel alive. And I think, you know, many times I do this, I go to this like salsa thing to kind of try to learn the dance moves.
Mm-hmm.
And I see some older people there and I think it's great. They look like they're having a blast. I think it's a great way to exercise. But I will say, you know, under certain circumstances, some people have said the live streaming, they've actually, some of these groups have been charging money for that and these kind of things. I think that's a little weird when you're charging money and you're kind of creating this kind of business scheme in a park. That's not right. At the same time, too, you know, if this becomes popularized and all of a sudden, you know, I just would hate to be able to go in a park and then everywhere I looked, all of a sudden, just two people was like, hey, you want a dance battle? Do, 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 do. And you're just like, no. You know, some guy just jumps out of a bush and tries to dance battle you. You're like, I just want to walk down the street. And he's like, okay, fine. And he walks off and dance battles somebody else. But, you know, there's a time and a place. Definitely we need to control the amount of dance battles I'm saying that are happening here. Also, you know, we got to make sure that most people would say, okay, at least the moves you're doing are not offensive to anyone. They're not, you know, there's something that maybe are tasteful, I would say.
It's tasteful maybe for us, but it's not maybe considered as
Ew.
Not tasteful for my parents. And I think when it comes to a park, it is a public place, and I think they do sell tickets. Or if they don't, then it is a place, then, you know, it's a family place, I think, for anybody who wants to, you know, go in for a little bit of leisure time. And then if you see people doing moves that you consider vulgar in the eyes of some and not in the eyes of others, who's to say that this has to be banned then?
You know, like you said, this is a great, this is a very relative thing, you know? And so one person will say one thing, like us, because of how different of a time we were raised, you know, watching music videos where these kind of things were very commonplace. But I would say these are also older people who maybe are more open to that kind of thing. And I would say to the people that are maybe from a later generation looking at this, try to be a little more understanding. You know, people are different. And also this generation's different. But Nuhong Lin had said something about, you know, go to the clubs, these kinds of things. And I want to raise the point to you, like, when you get older, you know, especially maybe these kind of this age, you know, you feel uncomfortable going to a club. It's mainly just these young people, you know. So, like, maybe a park is often where, you know, elderly people can meet other elderly people, or this kind of hangout place where they don't feel like they're judged for being older and they feel like they can be free. I mean, you're literally taking away all these places where these people can feel free to do what they want to do. They can't just go to these younger clubs and stuff. You know, then they'll really feel awkward. The club will be like, hey, this isn't just, you know, we want to attract a younger crowd. I'm sorry. So if we take the park from them, like, where are they gonna dance? People need to be able to, you know, move their body the way they want a little bit, too.
And I think the park is the place for that. As you see in parks all over China, you see locals go there to play all kinds of ball and also to dance different kinds of dance moves. Yeah. And you can see people do salsa. You can see people do traditional Chinese ethnic dancing of different kinds of ethnic minorities and all kinds of things. But this time, I think it's been banned because in the eyes of the park authority or some people, that this is considered as too sexual to some extent, then the Chinese word for it is vulgarity. So that is the part that got some people kind of worked up. And the part that I I kind of disagree with Nuhong Lin a little bit and agree with Ryan a little bit, or I could be wrong, is that people are uncomfortable when they see local folks who are not always older people. They're just normal people, and they don't have the most glamorous body shape. They're not dressed up nicely. Just average people to go there dance. Apparently, people don't always like that, and then they're being judged. And that's the part that I don't really agree. Who are you to say, what do I look like when I am dancing just to, you know, let out some emotion and do a little bit of exercise and also social with people? This is like a Chinese city life thing to do for a lot of common folks like me and my parents, I feel.
You know, okay, I'm going to read something from the dancers, what they were quoted as saying. We are dancing legally in the park and we are having fun. It's also other people's freedom if they want to watch us dance, but we are not the ones who ask them to watch us. Why is it all right to do square dance but not have a battle? What's wrong with a battle? It's just a form of dancing. We are really liking to taking this form of exercise, and we aren't hurting anyone. I think there's that's a pretty good explanation from their point. And, you know, now the dancers, according to what's been happening in this park in Zhengzhou, you know, these dancers have stopped live streaming. They remind their onlookers to be careful of their own security, and they ask them to not stomp on the lawn. But still, the dancers are being asked to leave the parks. Now, I think there's nothing wrong with a good old-fashioned dance battle. I told you, my days in the hippity-hops, we didn't stops, and we tore it up, and it was fun, you know, but these kind of things, you're limiting these kind of people. You're saying it's okay to have these kind of forms of dance, maybe line dancing, but you can't have dance battles. I mean,
okay, I think here needs a little bit of clarification that the dance battles that happen here are not completely the same as what you vision in like movies like Step Up or some of those,
no,
the ultimate dance.
For sure, but why is one okay and the other's not. In the differences, Hyung.
Yes, the difference here is that mostly it's considered as sexual. And this is not...
Are you sure it's mostly? Or I doubt that. I think one person's relative way of looking at it, maybe. But yeah, for sure, one person sees a hen... Like, literally, unless I'm not making that sound, maybe you'd be like, oh, that's sexual. If you go to the gym for the first time, you see a girl doing a squat, you'd be like, oh my God, what is she doing? It's an exercise. At the same time, it's how you look at it. And I would say grow up. You know, this is just a dance move. You don't have to look. That's like going to a club and saying, this is, oh my God. You know, you're watching these moves. I don't think it's taking over the park. I don't think you can say one is okay and the other is not. These people are having fun. They're exercising. And as long as it's not coming down to anything like a strip tease or something like that where clothes are coming off, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yes, and I want to jump in here to clear myself later on when I... What I'm saying that some people may think it's because they're not in their perfect shape anymore, that's me explaining the mentality of those who are judging these old folks.
Okay.
I was not one of those, and I am totally for them. That is why I said they're releasing their part of their human nature, and that's a good thing. And also, when it comes to compromise, we live in a society, all of us together, so we gotta compromise. My principle of compromising is that to see which one's easier. I mean, for those people who think a park should be a park for them to just walk and relax, they can always go to another park. But for these folks, if you don't want them to dance there, or dance anywhere in a park, it's going to be hard for them to find another place. So maybe you compromise a little bit for them.
Yeah, I think a lot of dance moves honestly have a very seductive quality about them. And that's just the inherent way dance has kind of evolved in many ways. Like I said, salsa, bachata, a lot of these things, you know, it's shaking kind of your waist in these kind of things. But I don't think it's how you look at it. Someone maybe from, like, let's say South America would say, no, it's a beautiful art form and it's not at all, like, necessarily about that. But then someone from outside could be like, oh my God, what are they doing? Just try to understand.
That's try to understand. But in China, we're in the Chinese context. So what is the majority opinion on what is seen as vulgar or not? That is something that we can't always agree upon. And also in today's Chinese society, it seems to be this major drive to ban anything deemed as indecent and vulgar. But for a society to want to ban all of that, does that just make things with great taste better? Yeah. Well, sometimes you need the contrast to know what it's about. Stick around, everybody, for more discussion on Roundtable.